Welcome to Yara's Grow the Future podcast. Yara is the global leader in crop nutrition knowledge and a producer of quality fertilizer products. Grow the future with Yara.
Hello and welcome. I'm Ken Rundle and I must begin with an apology. At the end of the most recent podcast, I forecast we'd be looking at fertilizing for second cut silage. But that's for next time, because just now I'm going to focus on liquid fertilizers. Joining me for that is Phil Burrell, Yara's Head of Crop Nutrition Services, the retail arm of Yara UK. And Phil, driving our conversation is the fact that given the 2024 season so far, many farmers will already be planning and looking forward to a better 25 season. So you're suggesting it's a good time to consider the benefits of delivering nutrition in liquid form.
It definitely, Ken. I think it's becoming a bit of a pattern that when you talk to farmers in recent years, all they want to do is get to the next harvest and start again. It seems to be a recurring theme. Particularly this year, there's you know, vast majority of the country is similar to how we were sort of 4 years ago, where big parts of the arable area in particular weren't planted with winter cereals, and the oilseed rape crop has continued to present its challenges, and that's continued into spring because you know there's people out there still haven't got any spring barley drilled. Again, you think back to last year. We had a lot of good spring barley crops drilled early in February, and this year it's just continued to rain, the soil's cold, and even now you look out the window, it's showering again. It's a cold week forecast. It's been a challenge. So that's, I think, is going to inevitably lead to fertiliser carryover for next season as we go into the 24-25 cropping year. But now is the time to be thinking about what we're going to do for those. And if somebody is looking at their options and thinking about moving fertilizer strategies away from solid fertilizer to liquid, then now's the time to start those conversation and planning. We're now sort of well into spring.
Let's ask the daft bloody question then. What are liquid fertilizers, and apart from the obvious, how are they different?
So liquid fertilizers are what they sort of say on the tin. They're fertilizer in the liquid form. So as opposed to a typical granule or a prill. These fertilizers are clear solutions. So they are macronutrients, you know, nitrogen sulfur mixtures, and then MPKS mixtures. They're not foliar nutrients, as we know in the form of like the Yara Vita products we are. They are the main fertilizer. They're just in the clear solution form, and they're applied to the soil just like a solid fertilizer would be, but they're in that clear, what we call clear solution liquid form.
And sprayed on, of course.
Applied onto the soil rather than a sprayer, as a crop sprayer as such would spray a crop protection product. They're actually applied to the soil rather than the leaf of the plant.
So let's look at the upsides and downsides of any switch to liquid fertilizers.
Yeah, so you know, I like to be open and honest. Not everything's positive. So actually, if I look at the few negatives of moving to liquid, because it doesn't suit every system. The first thing is, as you've said, it's got to go through the crop sprayer. So if you're right on the edge of sprayer capacity, the last thing you want to go and do is try and put liquid fertilizer through it as well. Now, we'll talk about the positives in a minute, but we have to be realistic with that. And I've been there myself. I've gone out on farm to have a conversation about converting to liquid. And the sums just didn't add up, that they were going to put that sprayer under far too much pressure. Liquid fertilizer, like any fertilizer, can be corrosive. So you've just got to make sure you're washing your sprayer off at the end of the day. But if people have good spray hygiene, sprayers will last just as long as they will without. And then the only other issue is the concentration when it comes to compound nitrogen MPKS fertilizers. So if you think things like potassium, because they're fully water soluble, we can't get the concentration levels of potassium that you would in a muriate of potash solid fertilizer at 60%. We just can't do that. So they would, what I would describe as a few limitations with liquid fert. Upsides, then there is many, you know, around the improved efficiency of arable operations and unbeatable accuracy. You know, they are two things that work really well. And if we think about the operational positives, you know, the obvious is, firstly, you don't need any shed space tied up to store fertilizer in. These are stored on farm in tanks. If you look at a fertilizer bag, we have to take it off the lorry. We then have to put it in a shed. We then have to bring it back out the shed and potentially put it on a trailer to take down the field. We then have to lift it up again to put in the spreader. So there's several handlings there. And you've then got no bags to dispose of at the end of it. So there's several key operational savings. I did mention the sprayer. So while sprayer capacity can be an issue, actually what it can do is allow people to improve their sprayer, go to a wider tram line, get more output. And then there is also a reduced labor, because if you're fertilizer spreading with, you know, a spreader, you'll have a member of staff on that tractor on the spreader, you're likely to have another member of staff with a forklift. Applying liquid fertilizer if tanks are strategically sited can be a one person job. So they're the sort of the main operational sides of it. We can come on to the sort of agronomic sides in a while.
But they store, as you've just said, that you store in a tank on farm, so there is some preparation required.
There is. So in terms of tanks, then Yara offers a tank rental service where the tanks are owned and installed by Yara. The farmer has to have the tanks insured. And we would do a tank storage deal based on a certain amount of throughput per year of the products, where the tanks effectively netted back to a free of charge rental, providing you're using the product. In terms of what the farmer's got to do, then the farmer would need to put a base down, so a concrete base. We have all the information on our website, but in simple terms, a base should consist of approximately 6 inches of hardcore, 6 inches of reinforced concrete, and then the tank will be sat on that. Bunding is classed as best practice, so the tank would need to be bunded, and we class that as best practice. Obviously, if you are going to bund, you then need to think about health and safety of access, so ladders over the bund for deliveries and for your own staff as you're drawing out of the bund. But prior to anybody going to liquid fertilizer, then a Yara area manager would come out, visit the farm, do a site survey, make sure you're away from watercourses, make sure you're away from aquifers, make sure the site is away from, I don't know, pylons and electric poles where could be an issue, and away from traffic. You know, the last thing you want is a tank in the middle of a really busy farmyard. It's just a recipe for an accident. So in all cases, a Yara colleague would come out and assess your site to make sure it's being suited in the right area.
You've talked a wee bit about the kit itself, the spraying kit, but there are various ways it can be applied.
There is, yeah. So it all goes through a standard crop sprayer. The only thing you need to do to a crop sprayer is change the nozzle. So with a conventional crop protection nozzle, we're spraying a fan of mist, to all intensive purposes, onto the crop, because we want that foliar nutrient, that fungicide, that herbicide, whatever, to get into the leaf of either the target weed or the plant. With fertilizers, liquid fertilizers, we want them on the soil in exactly the same way that we do with solid fertilizer. So with that, what we use would be something like a drill bar or a specific fertilizer nozzle. So these more are like a stream of liquid hitting the soil. Again, anybody considering moving to liquid, come talk to Yara. Our team will come out. They have a lot of knowledge on applications, and we can advise on the best type of fertilizer nozzle to go on your sprayer, whether that be a dribble bar or a singular nozzle with multiple outlets. We're obviously focusing today on broad applications, but when it comes to things like potatoes, it's widely done to also inject that liquid fertilizer into the potato ridge at planting. So we're putting it where it's needed. And again, anybody thinking about that, give Yara a call. We can come out and give that advice.
You, whatever the advantages of liquid fertilizer, I assume here we're talking about basic soil preparation still needing to be done, pH, etc., even soil health. Does anything need to be done differently, though, or timed differently?
Not necessarily. And again, I would wholeheartedly agree, Ken, that you know, moving from a solid fertilizer to a liquid fertilizer, if you haven't got your soil pH or your drainage right or your organic matter levels right, is not going to have a massive impact on your yield because you're not doing those basic soil things right. In terms of the advantages of liquid when it comes to the crop, one thing that we can do is apply the product actually in the rain, because we don't want it sticking to the leaf. We want it on the soil. Actually, applying in the rain is a very ideal time. So again, that's an area versus solid fertilizer that you can't do. You cannot apply solid fertilizer in the rain. It's impossible. Everything just gunks up. The other thing, what we try and do is get on earlier with liquid. So the timings again can be slightly different, because we don't want any scorch risk at all, particularly when we think of the flag leaf, because it contributes the most to yield.
So in terms of volatility of climate, or the, you know, the kind of weather we've been having lately, it actually gives an advantage, you think? You can get on when otherwise you might be waiting to get a conventional spinner on or something.
I think so, providing you've got that sprayer capacity. But at the same time, if it's raining, you can't spray anyway.
Yeah.
So it does work. It lends itself quite well. You know, and all realistically you need to do, if you're applying liquid fertilizer, because like this morning, it's damp, it's raining, and then at 3 o'clock the sun comes out, you want to go spraying, you put your tank rinser of water, make sure it's clear of fertilizer, change your nozzles, bang, you're straight on to spray. It's a 15-minute job to move between the two.
The elephant in the room, of course, is diffuse pollution. Any issues there?
Actually, no. I actually think this is where liquid fertilizer really comes into its own, that improved accuracy. So when we think of the outsides of a field, we don't want to be putting fertilizer where it's not needed, particularly into the environment. So whether that's in hedge bottoms, whether it's on the road, whether it's, you know, worst case, anywhere near a water course, with liquid fertilizer, because it literally applies to the edge of the boom in a straight line, you don't have any sort of horizontal effect, I suppose is the best I can describe it. You are actually putting it exactly where it's needed. So when it comes to accuracy around the field boundary, liquid fertilizer is second to none, because you get that to the absolute outside of the field. And if you actually think about that as well, there's a massive environmental benefit, but there's also a yield benefit, because anybody who's sat on a combine, myself, I do it every harvest, you see with solid fertilizer that outside of the crop tails off, because you have to, because you're reducing how far it throws it to protect the environment. You always get a tail off at the outside of the field. You don't get this with liquid. So anybody who's got a lot of odd-shaped fields and lots of headlands, that's where the yield advantage comes from that outside bit of the field. We're improving the accuracy. And again, even if you think across the whole boom, you've got an even application across the whole boom, which again, with a solid fertilizer spreader, the technology has moved on massively from a 12-meter Vicon Wagtail. But when we go wider, unless you're using high quality, the best quality solid fertilizer, there is a limit to how far you can push it. Whereas again, you don't get that with liquid.
And presumably variable rates even easier with a sprayer.
Yes, because you know you have a pump that can be, you know, can be altered. I think for me, when you look at something like the N sensor that sits on the roof, arguably you can get more variation out of a solid fertilizer spreader, because that shutter at the bottom can be on and off at the blink of an eye. A pump will have to work in a certain amount of range. But actually, as people have moved with sprayer technology, you know, we've got a lot of customers now with the N sensor who have the ability to have four nozzles on one spray line. And what that does is it puts as many nozzles on out the four that's needed in that one holder to apply the rate you need. So the pump is under less pressure, because all you do is it switches more nozzles on. So at one point, you could be putting 200 litres a hectare on, switches two more nozzles on, you go up to 350, switches another one on, you can be up to 450. Right. So sprayer technology has moved on so much that's playing into the hands of that variable rate with a liquid system and a Yara N sensor on the roof of the sprayer.
And you've already said that the liquid option doesn't suit everybody. You went over that in quite some detail. There's nothing else to add there.
The only thing I would add is that, you know, Yara are the total crop nutrition company. So we're not just a liquid fertilizer manufacturer. We're not just a solid fertilizer manufacturer. So if you are considering moving systems, who best to talk to than the people that can give you the sound, rounded, complete agronomic advice? That's talk to a Yara individual. You know, some of our competitors will tell you liquid fertilizer is the best because that's all they offer. Some of our solid fertilizer competitors will tell you solid fertilizer is the best because that's all they offer you. Come to us. We can give you the best advice for what suits your farming system following discussions with yourself. So I would always say come to us for the best advice on which system suit.
And for that advice, you still reckon personal contact rather than the website itself or webinars?
The website is a great starting point to find out who the contacts are, because for me, you make contact with whoever your local area manager is within the crop nutrition services team. They will come out, and that is the actual critical thing, is to come out, sit down and discuss whether it's right for you. And that's everything from a site visit, you know, discussing your sprayer capacity. Is it right? You know, discussing your cropping. The fact that Yara's got in excess of 300 liquid grades, more than anybody else out there in the marketplace. Again, we can discuss what's right for you and your farmer system. And we don't end there once you've made that decision to move, because this is a fundamental step change to a farmer. You don't move into liquid fertilizer for 1 year and go back again. Those that do generally haven't gone through the process right to start with, and it wasn't right for them. People who move on to liquid fertilizer stay on liquid fertilizer. So it really is important to get that individual out to have that rounded discussion, which is why I think now is a great time to be thinking about that before we start planting crops for next year. And again, from Yara's point of view, once we've come and we've had the discussion, and if the decision is to go down the liquid fertilizer route, we continue to support through the whole process, whether that's through training of operators when it comes to do's and don'ts of applying liquid, making sure we've got the right nozzle, helping build your fertilizer programs and that agronomic advice, and even that full support during the season. You know, when you want more fertilizer, you pick the phone up and you speak to your Yara area manager. That's what we do. We offer that full service from start to finish. It's not just, let's move you onto liquid, let's walk away and leave somebody else to do it. But, you know, it's our product range. It's a great relationship. And that's what we aim to achieve with our systems with the farmer.
That's Phil Burrell, enthusiastic as ever about crop nutrition and management. Phil is Yara's Head of Crop Nutrition Services. I'm Ken Rundle, and I promise that in a couple of weeks' time, I'll be back looking at grassland nutrition for second cut silage. Until then, let's hope it stays dry and as warm as the season should be. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Yara's Grow the Future podcast. For more information, visit yara.co.uk or yara.ie.